This is TWiT.
This headline brought me up short, and I thought, what? The headline was, Irish ransomware attack recovery cost estimate, $600 million.
What?
I know.
Crazy.
$600 million. It's like, how expensive were those servers? And did they melt? like what? So back in the middle of last month, Leo, you'll remember, it was about 6 weeks ago, we covered the news that Ireland's national health system, known as the HSE, that stood for the Health Service Executive, was hit by the Conti ransomware gang.
I remember, yeah.
Yep. And this forced them to take their entire national healthcare IT infrastructure offline. Also recall, not only that, not only was the Conti gang demanding, it was an odd amount. It was $1,000 shy of $20 million in ransom. And, you know, what is that like? There's some limit that gets triggered or some transaction limit. Who knows why?
But you get just a little discount. You get the...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
just, so it was $1,000 shy of $20 million that they wanted, figuring that they'd hooked a big fish. And then, remember, Ireland's prime minister himself declared that no ransom would be paid. And not only that, in something that was a little curious, the High Court of Ireland then issued an injunction against the Conti ransomware gang, whom they couldn't find, demanding that the 700 gigabytes of stolen HSE data be returned and neither sold nor published. And further, that once having done that, the members of the gang identify themselves by revealing their full and true names, their email addresses, and their physical addresses, then come to Ireland to turn themselves in to Irish law enforcement immediately.
And you must turn yourself in
this
immediately.
This is the High Court of Ireland. We shall not be denied. Right. Well, today we have an update on the situation in Ireland. First off, it will surprise no one to learn that the Conti gang members, doubtless based in Russia, were somehow able to resist the urge, the compulsion to comply with the Irish High Court order, and that all gang members, as far as we know, remain unidentified and are still at large. What has surprised many, however, is that Paul Reed, the HSE's director general, has estimated the recovery costs to total $600 million.
Wow, maybe they should have paid, you know? Jeez.
Well, actually, this is not even for the key. It was given to them.
Oh.
So, yes. So, upon closer examination, the great majority of that appears to be more than just recovery. During the hearing, which was last week, Reed noted that the immediate cost of recovery would total $120 million, which, okay, is still far more than the $20 million requested in ransom. Reed stated that further investments in replacing and upgrading the affected systems and other expenses, he said, which is a real question mark in my mind, would bring the total cost to an estimated $600 million. Now, I'd sure love to see an itemization of that. He predicted it would take months for HSE to fully recover from the attack. Among the many expenses was the cost of hiring technical experts. Okay, I'm for hire. I hadn't considered this before.
Yeah, you know, that's some good money in
there. If he's got $600 million he needs to find a place for, I might be able. Well, no, not until after Spinrite 6-1. Don't worry.
But, okay, thank you.
Yeah. Apparently, they're in no hurry to. Apparently, they're no hurry to get this thing fixed. So, anyway, Reed said, "quote We have also engaged international expertise." Okay, they didn't phone me. There are costs we will incur in the future, and we need to put in place a security operations center. Apparently it's going to have like lots of big screens, Leo. Very impressive. To monitor our network on a more comprehensive basis. Yeah, maybe that would be a good idea. So it does sound more as if he's softening them up for his forthcoming budget. He also reported that so far HSE has decrypted 75% of the affected servers, despite threats from the Conti group to leak the hacked stolen data. HSE stuck to the prime minister's refusal to pay and instead forwarding all the information they had about the attack to Ireland's National Cybersecurity Center. And then, a week after the attack, the Conti gang provided a decryptor which Irish officials began testing. So, much as has happened in other major attacks where the gang suddenly realized, oh crap, we stepped in a big one here. Let's just let's try not to get, you know, to have Putin's goons come after us. We're going to try to be a little socially responsible after the fact. What's interesting is that a week after the attack, they provided them with a decryptor. The decryptor has been used to decrypt 3 out of 4 of the affected servers. Yet they're saying that, oh, this really hurt. And we're going to need $0.6 billion. Right? $0.6 billion to recover from this. So I guess they're going to get some really pretty shiny new servers, Leo, and maybe a big network operations center with big, you know, those screens where you've got little blinky lights all over the map showing connections and things. It's, you know, it's got to be like what they have on TV for that much money.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Crazy. Maybe they're just throwing everything out and starting over.
It may be that their stuff, you know, is really old and they're able to make a case. We're like, look, you know, we can't fix it. We got to replace it.